Let's begin with the development and implementation of family support standard operating procedures and guidelines in your department. In order to build family support services for your department, you must first acknowledge the need for it within your behavioral health access program. First responders are more at risk for PTSD, suicidal ideation, alcohol and substance misuse, anxiety, and depression than the general public. Families make up the largest social support group for first responders. By including families in your behavioral health access program, you are developing and empowering your first responders' largest social support group to be a part of the solution toward first responder mental wellness. What should the implementation of standard operating procedures include? A successful family support procedure or guideline should begin with the selection of family peer support leads. Family peer support leads should include a department liaison and at least one volunteer family member. A formalized interview process to select representatives of family should be considered, like selecting a department peer support member. The family member should have effective communication skills, critical thinking abilities, teamwork attitude, and trust among their peer group. Once peer leads have been selected, the next step should be developing and implementing a department family standard operating guideline or procedure that aligns with the department's BHAP. Family peer support allows families to support each other and provide education to improve early identification of mental health challenges in their loved ones. Just like other components of a BHAP, it should include a mission statement, confidentiality agreements, the adoption of formalized peer support training, a department-approved means of communication, new family orientation, continuing education for first responder families, a code of conduct, and a class on preparing for the family transition into retirement. Just like any other department policy or procedure, the Family Standard Operating Procedure or Guideline should be regularly reviewed and maintained in order to meet the needs of first responder family members. This includes tracking of family contact and usage of peer support and resources. Your family lead should also report any issues or program gaps to continue making improvements to the initiative regularly. Lastly, departments should consider building a centralized website specifically for first responder family members of the department where they can readily access information, communication, policies and procedures, peer support, and resources. A comprehensive behavioral health access program family initiative should provide formalized peer support training, not only for the benefit of the first responder, but for the benefit of other first responder families that may be in need. Any peer support training should be based on evidence-based practices, providing families with proven tools and resources to identify, interact, and help someone in need. Providing first responder families with trainings like this will improve their resiliency, the family's resiliency, and overall connectedness, thus reducing some of the barriers to care. Much like the development of peer networks within a department, peer support training helps build networks of trained family peer supporters, which ultimately helps improve first responder mental health and peer-to-peer interactions between first responder families. With formalized training and the building of a family peer network, a department can vastly improve its reach and maximize this largely untapped resource. Studies show that the largest alleviation of burden for someone with a mental health challenge is connecting with someone who truly understands what they're going through. Moreover, a person who needs help is more likely to seek it if someone close to them recommends it. Who better than a first responder's largest social support group, their families, to do this? The University of Central Florida REACT for Families peer support training was created specifically for first responder families. REACT provides all participants with mastery experiences designed to give them challenges at which they can succeed in bolstering confidence in their ability to provide effective support to their peers. Course material is presented in a manner that places occupational principles and skills unique to first responders' families within the framework of peer support. While UCF offers peer support training specifically for first responder families, it is essential to note that they do not provide clinical services for families unless they personally experience adult trauma. The Second Alarm Project offers a family workshop designed to provide support and education to families of first responders. The workshop includes topics such as stress management, coping skills, and communication strategies. The workshop also provides an opportunity for families to connect with one another and share their experiences. The goal of the family workshop is to help families understand the unique challenges faced by first responders and to provide them with the tools they need to support their loved ones. The workshop is typically held in person, but may also be offered virtually. New family orientation should be considered a foundational part of the department's family support initiative. New family orientation should include educating families about more than the bravado of the job. Families should be armed with the knowledge and resources to combat some of the common challenges faced by first responders and their families. The program should address the unique schedules of the job and how it affects family planning and holidays. Families should be taught early and often about the mental and physical demands, challenges, and risks associated with being a first responder. This way, they can be aware of key changes in their loved one's behavior or moods instead of making excuses for them or, worse, internalizing them. Help guide families to create a communication plan with their first responder. For example, how will my spouse convey they had a bad shift or aren't ready to talk about the bad call they ran? Teach them the nuts and bolts as it pertains to maintaining health and wellness in the home, including proper uniform washing, especially for firefighters. Build an understanding of all the resources and support the department's BHAP offers. Most importantly, empower families with connectedness, communication, and education so they can be resources to their first responder and other peer family members.